And President Obama hailed the Egyptian protesters yesterday, said the resignation of President Mubarak is a new beginning.
The people of Egypt have spoken, their voices have been heard, and Egypt will never be the same.
That was the president of the White House yesterday. He said the United States will continue to be a friend and partner to Egypt. How might that relationship change? Mark Lynch is the director of the Institute for Middle East Studies at George Washington University. He joins us once again in our studios. Professor, nice to have you back. Thanks very much.
Good morning.
And we were together as we listened to Saraya. You were very moved at what you heard.
It's amazing what's happened with the Egyptian people. Not just that they were able to overthrow a dictator, which people didn't think was possible, but that they've managed to avoid the kind of violence, the disorganization, the chaos. For 18 days, yeah. Any spark could have set off bloodshed and chaos, and it's astonishing how they were able to avoid that.
For 30 years, more or less, U.S. policy in Egypt was built around Hosni Mubarak. What's the building block now?
Well, I think that you've seen very clearly in what Obama has been saying that he wants to see a new Egypt emerge, which is based on more representation, more accountability, more democracy, and one which more reflects the will of the Egyptian people. And I think that's really important, is that, yes, our relationship with Hosni Mubarak has been a pillar of American strategy, but everybody's been able to see for years now that this wasn't stable. This wasn't going to be able to last. We've been watching the regime fray around the edges. They've been in this state of clampdown and emergency for years, especially with the attempt to arrange the transition to Gamal Mubarak as Hosni Mubarak's successor. And basically what it's meant is that Egypt has been frozen. They haven't been an effective partner. And so I think the goal going forward then is to have an Egypt, which is a strong partner of the United States, and one which isn't hobbled by all of these internal problems.
We're learning now in the past 18 days that there apparently were some calls from members of the Obama administration to people in the Egyptian military. Don't want to presume to know more than just the reports that we've read, but tell us about that relationship now that the military is in charge, and what kind of does the United States have some leverage there?
I don't know if leverage is exactly the right word, but I think that there is a strong relationship. And I think that at all levels, from the very top all the way down to the mid-level, you saw a consistent set of messages going from the United States to the Egyptian military saying, don't be complicit in violence against the protesters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy now, that after the euphoria, to forget that Tiananmen and Tahrir was always possible. And I think that it's a testament to the Egyptian military that that didn't happen. And I think that we did everything we could to make sure that didn't. The flip side of that is that we've been listening very carefully to what they've been saying about their vision of a future Egypt. And I think there's a dialogue going on right now. At least in its public statements, the administration's been really clear that it doesn't want to accept just another military dictatorship. That's why it keeps talking about no faux democracy, a real roadmap to transition. That's going to be hard now. Mubarak was the one thing that everybody in Egypt could agree on, and he's gone now.
And let me ask you about elsewhere in the region. For example, another friend of the United States, King Abdullah in Jordan. While the demonstration Liberation Square was going on, he already undertook to enact some reforms. How do you think what's happened in Egypt is going to affect U.S. policy in the rest of the region?
Well, everybody's running scared, and you're seeing a lot of both the people in the streets are being mobilized in all of these countries. There could be big protests today in Algeria, for example. Bahrain is heating up a bit. You're seeing the governments doing everything they can to get out in front of this. King Abdullah with a new government, a lot of people throwing money at the people, trying to buy them off. I think it could go in either direction, and I think here's where American leadership could make some difference. It's possible they'll crack down and just say, look, we're not going to let any snowballs start rolling, and that could be ugly. Or they could say, you know, if we don't want to be Hosni Mubarak, we've got to start reforming now and stop trying to stall.
Mark Lynch, George Washington University, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.